Welcome to the Doghouse, where we announce a new Moto America rule. We're going to call the PJ Jacobson rule that keeps people that are old or can't find a seat from going down and taking a seat from a younger person in another series. Because it's making a mess of Moto America, and they don't need any help doing that. So there's the new rule, the PJ Jacobson rule. You earn your seat.
He's not that old, is he? How old is he?
No, he's young. PJ Jacobson's young.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about Stoltz.
I don't think he's.
And I'm talking about Jeff Hayes. And I'm talking about Josh Hayes.
Well, he's old.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
If you're going to do that
rule. The rule's very simple. It's got nothing to do with age. Okay, I can bark about age because I have it. The rule is about people that make it to the premier class should not be allowed to go down. We've spoken about this before. And to me, now that Stoltz is sitting at the top of Super Sport is a perfect example of why a hardworking guy like Jacobson. No, I think Stoltz is now.
Oh, no, he does have the lead now.
Yeah.
My math was off. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's
okay.
It's like the big kid beating up on the littlest kid, in my opinion. That's what I think.
So here's what I think, and this is just me thinking out loud. Spur of the moment, Ken comes up with crazy ideas.
I do.
I think if you win the super bike championship, you probably should be able to drop down. Stoltz hasn't won it. Jacobson hasn't won it.
I might buy that, but I could take a step back and say, look, if you're competitive in super bike and you drop down to super sport, you have an advantage over the guys in super sport.
Well, I agree. Okay. But
he was definitely competitive in super bike, Stoltz.
Yeah, no, he was.
Both of them were.
PJ wasn't.
PJ wasn't in Superbike.
Yeah,
PJ. Yeah. PJ never got to Superbike.
He came back over and ran Super Sport. He ran Stock 1000, I think, for part of
Stock 1000 first, yep.
Okay.
But yeah. So, I mean, me personally, and I get what you're saying, Phil, you're taking a more reasonable approach, which is really unfil of you. I would be more of an absolutist. If you want to go to Superbike, that's fine. Go make your future in Superbike. You don't get a trip back. You know, if your seat's threatened, it's only threatened for one reason. You picked the wrong team or you didn't perform. One of the two.
Well, part of it is sponsorship problems.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And I'm not saying
there's not enough bikes in super sport.
No, that's not what I think. There's not enough money, right? Like if you look at 125s and 50cc bikes in motocross racing, kids are getting sponsorships at young age. Yamaha's like, that kid's fast. Kayla Yakov is pretty much the last person since, I don't know, maybe Ashton Yates that was like under 16 that had a deal with a manufacturer. You know what I mean? Like we're not getting the respect of the manufacturers. But even in our superbike level, nobody's signing a deal because we don't have factory support.
Right.
True factory support.
Yeah.
We're not getting
track factory financial support.
Right. We're not getting that bring the rider up stuff.
Right? No.
So you're not getting, and there's going to be a lot of people really mad with what I'm saying, and I'm not trying to be insulting, but it's going to sound that way, and maybe it is. We're getting daddy ball and mommy ball, right? Like, who can afford to race more than who's the best racers?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Right? So
definitely true, even historically, going back into the AMA days, it was true.
Yeah. And because of that, the few sponsors that are in the sport, they want somebody with name recognition. They want somebody that can win races. There's no teams. factory teams can build riders over legacy over years. I got this guy. I have a guy on the Yamaha in the championship. He's doing good. I got a guy in Super Sport. I can take a risk on these other guys and move them up and back and forth. You know, move them up.
I'll go one step further.
You can't do that if there's no money below Super Sport.
Well, I'll go
and
one
the
step.
Money in Super Sport isn't great.
I'll go one step beyond that, and I'll say a lot of that sponsorship money doesn't show up because we're not delivering riders at the premier level in the other sports. And so when a sponsor puts their money in, they're betting on the fact that they're going to have you by the, you know, they're going to have you by the shirt tail into the future when you actually are a big star. But there's no big stars in Moto America. There's names, but not big stars like you get at the world level. It's a completely different level, right, than you get from
Moto America. Okay. And here you go. Name me five guys racing in British Superbike. Name me five guys
by the series, both.
Right? Yeah, but five guys racing in the European Championship.
British Superbike's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about World Superbike. And
I understand, but you can't compare Moto America to be like, we're not getting the recognition.
Well, you could say that. You could say that, and I'll tell you why you could say that. Okay, how many riders from British Superbike have made their way into World Superbike and Moto America and a Moto GP versus the number of Americans since the early 90s?
Yeah,
very few.
Right. Well, but what I'm saying is that comes from sponsorship money.
Yes.
Because again, you're not getting the best riders. You're getting the riders that are bringing the most money to the table. It goes back to the Jason Uribe argument BSP. and the John Ulrich argument, right? Like how many John Ulrich complained.
But BSB 8 years is ago. Not.
Hold on.
Yeah, but BSB is in the same shape as Moto America. They have lack of sponsors,
but they have more of a fan base. Because they
have a big advantage. They have a big advantage of the United States. Okay, and that is there. The world racers race on their tracks. Okay, and they've been losing American tracks. I think for like the last 10 years they've been dropping off. You know, we're now down to basically nobody's racing anywhere in the U.S. except for Coda, right?
Yeah.
So, but nobody from World Superbike. There's no World Superbike races.
But that's because they don't see the money here.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I don't think they see the fan base here.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They don't see the money is not the sponsor. The money to the series is like, hey, how many subscriptions are we selling in the U.S.? How many this? How many that? I mean, if you talk to Coda, they've said this on television a couple times. Over half the crowd is from out of the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, now you're talking about a country of 300 million only drawing 50,000 people.
You know, but it's also a chicken in the. It's also like a chicken and egg thing too. I mean, you can't draw a crowd if you don't show up. No, F1's the same thing. We don't get super – the crowds we get for F1 here in the America open wheel stuff is nothing like what they get in Europe. But, again, we don't race them that much over here. You can't – you can't complain you don't have an audience when you don't show up to do any racing.
Yeah, but the amount of people that watch F1 on television and the amount of people that buy the packages for F1 and IndyCar, like Trackside Online for IndyCar, is huge. Yeah. Yeah. Right, that you're not getting that with world. I bet IndyCar Trackside Online probably has more subscribers in the U.S. than MotoGP's package.
Oh yeah, I don't think there's any question about it.
I don't think there's any doubt. Yeah. I would say the same with Formula One. Probably poops on both World Superbike
and Formula One does. America and, for and Formula three. And Formula One does come to the U.S. They do come to the U.S. and they do race in the U.S. Right,
but
they run three Grand Prix in the United States.
I think,
and that's what I'm saying. It's chicken and egg. If you don't run here, you're not going to grow an audience here.
Well, you know what's the biggest crowd that Moto America is going to draw to a track, and the other thing too is, and Phil knows even after the debacle in the Baltimore Grand Prix, that if you go look at, you know, where they've had like the Miami Grand Prix and the Los Angeles Grand Prix and all that stuff. They do get big ass crowds. They actually do get very big ass crowds for those. And the thing about it is, where's our premier event? Well, it's COTA right now, but they didn't even race with COTA Moto America this year. They're going to COTA, what, a few weeks or a month?
Yeah.
So they didn't even run with Moto. You know, that's the thing. If you want it, where do you think the crowds are going to be? Right.
I mean, I'm kind of curious. We've been talking, you know, you were talking about, the ads. I get ads all the time for Moto America. One of the guys I work with follows motorcycle racing. And he gets ads.
Right.
Moto America just announced they signed a deal with V10, I think it was, marketing, or V8 or something. I think it's V10 marketing, right? To distribute them around the world, right? I think the reason you don't get Americans in World Superbike and MotoGP is no one takes our racing serious.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Right?
I would agree with that.
We've had a lot of guys.
Because no one gets promoted.
Well, we've had a lot of guys that went over there and failed. Yeah, and I'm not saying it was the guys failed. Some of it was teams.
Yeah. Right? But if you look at back in the Wayne Rainey days, you know, and some of the other guys that were really strong on the world scene back in the, you know, the late 80s, yeah, early 90s. There were, we dominated those sports at that time, right? And at that time, there was a lot of respect, and a lot of foreign racers came to the United States.
Yeah.
Now they're coming to invade our series to get seats away from us. Number one, number two, we're not getting any pull. This V10 marketing or whoever it is, good luck selling our product when they're used to a higher quality product. That's my opinion.
You know, I don't know if it's our product. We do have good racing in certain classes.
Yeah.
We do have, I think it's the tracks.
A lot of it's the tracks. Definitely, right. A lot of it's the tracks.
Yeah, last year, the best racing to watch was Moto America. It was better than any other series last year.
Well, I disagree with you about that.
But, well, you're wrong, and I'm right. That's all that matters.
In your mind, yes, I'm sure that's true.
I think the way our tracks are built,
yep,
right? I think that that's not conducive to what the Europeans think are fast tracks.
No, we build our tracks for four-wheel racing. We always have.
Right. Right.
Yep.
And they're just not, you know, Heron said it once on the show and we talked about it, but it kind of got blew off. He was talking about turns, I believe it was 5, 6, and 7 at Pittsburgh, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, those are the most European turns section of track. That's the most European section of track we have in this country.
Yeah.
And I think he's right. Like, our tracks don't match up what the world's racing.
No.
Our riding style doesn't match up what the world's racing.
Yeah.
We are not producing. Uribe, 10 years ago on the doghouse at 15, was right. Like, we're not, JC Uribe, for those that are listening.
Yeah.
We're not producing the kind of guy that can go there and shine. Wayne Rainey went over there and shined on a bike that wasn't even par. It was a subpar bike. Our guys were going over there and they were just so talented. We're not. I think things that hurt us is because flat track is in another death spiral. We're not getting guys that are going over there and used to just throwing that bike in and hoping it sticks. You know what I mean? Slide it through the turns. And you look, Mark Marquez, he's sliding it through the turns. Mm-hmm. You know, they're braking in different spots. There's more slide on the bikes now. We're not, we're so stick in that NASCAR. Slow down really hard for the turn and then gun out of it. Instead of
the other thing too, that's very different from when I was watching an AMA back, you know, 15, 20 years ago, is that the top riders in our series are aging. They're much older than they were back then. These were all guys that were in their late teens, early 20s at the most at that time.
Yeah.
So they had a career ahead of them potentially. And then the one young guy we had that went overseas, Sean Dillon Kelly, laid a huge egg.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what the latest information is.
Heron went over at not too old of an age, but he had problems with the team.
Yeah, he had a problem with his team.
PJ Jacobson went over there really young and he had the world powers in motorcycle racing don't like Americans for some reason.
Nobody likes Americans. It's not just them. Nobody likes Americans over there. Yeah, I'm talking about in Europe. In Europe, they call us ugly Americans. And they're not talking about Warren.
Nothing to do with racing.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with race.
That's not the racing, not just racing.
In general, that's how they think of it. They don't respect Americans, right? We're a good place to sell your product, and otherwise they have no use for us.
But we're not even a good place to sell the product, because if they thought they were selling the product good here, they'd be getting Americans and getting American sponsorships.
Well, they do. We're still the biggest market in the world, even with China being 1.6 billion people.
Yeah, but we're no longer, and somehow NASCAR ruined this, and I'm not exactly sure how. In America, it used to be win on Sunday, buy on Monday.
Yeah.
Sell on Monday.
Yeah, that was true. By the way, that was true in Europe, too.
Yeah, we're not anymore. I don't know in Europe, because I don't live there.
Yeah.
I don't speak European, but we're not anymore. We're just...
I don't think that's true anywhere anymore, by the way. Yeah. I think that's just an evolutionary thing. I think it's just an evolutionary thing.
I bet if you look at... I bet if MotoGP opened up their statistics, they sell less merchandise in the U.S. than they do in, like, Denmark.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. Well, I don't know about Denmark. That's a pretty small market, but I bet they sell less than Germany. I bet they sell less than they sell in Germany. Oh,
less than England, less than Germany?
Yeah.
I bet if I went to COTA, I'd see it. But outside of COTA, I've been to multiple Moto America events. I can't recall ever seeing a MotoGP or World Superbike t-shirt or hat.
Because I might not notice one. They've been
Many. Yeah, but I don't recall it either. And if it's there, it's buried a little bit. I mean, they're and that's probably intentional. I can't really complain to Moto America about that. They want to sell their product.
Yeah,
that's money in their pocket.
You mean to buy?
Yes, to buy.
Oh,
people wear them. It's very few and far between.
No, you see quite a bit, especially Rossi shirts. There's 46 shirts all over the place.
I don't think that's the thing. I don't think it's the wrong crowd. I just think that crowd in America has shrunk dramatically.
Tiny. It's tiny.
It's tiny. Yeah.
We're an afterthought.
I agree.
I bet if it wasn't for COTA pooping out all that money and being close to Mexico, we'd have no races.
Yeah, I can't argue that. And to be honest with you, I don't know when the latest, what the latest contract terms are for COTA, but I wouldn't be surprised to seeing us lose that sometime in the not too distant future.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. So let's talk about the racing before we run out of time, because we've been complaining about the world hating America, and it's true, but I think everybody who listens to the show already knows that, especially the ones that are also haters.
It's happened several times.
Yeah.
The racing this weekend was interesting. It was interesting. Bobby Fong has been on a tear lately, and is
I love Bobby Fong. I think Bobby Fong is great. He's too damn old to be. He's too damn old, and he's not going to help us get the sport known overseas. But I love Bobby Fong. Don't get me wrong. I love Herron. Okay, but Herron got his one and done. He's never going back to the world racing. Well, who's the young guy?
Herron. No.
What are you talking
There is
about?
No young guy coming up.
No, Sean Dillon Kelly's still
Sean
young,
Kelly
but
he's never
going to get another
thing.
Shot.
He's never getting another shot.
Escalante in America.
But he got his first podium this weekend in Moto America, so good for him. Herron threw away race two completely by wrecking and didn't look good at all in race one. I mean, he was a very, very, very distant third. I think it was like 18, 20 seconds behind.
But Bobby Fong's always been leaders. Good at VIR. It doesn't matter what Bobby Fong is.
Yes,
I will tell you this.
And Herron has always been very bad at VIR.
I think Bobby Fong's found his happy bike, to be honest with you. Just too late in his career, I'm afraid.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, right? Like, Bobby Fong to me is like a JD Beach. If he's in the race, he's got a shot at winning.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
I wish he was younger, but God, he's got to be 1,000.
Bobby Fong's probably late 30s, I would guess, 37 or so.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I want to say he was close to 30 10 years ago. Poor Bobby Sloan.
Yeah, you know, we
but
knew him when
who
we met him. He was still a pretty young
yeah, he was
racer
young
at
enough
that
to
time.
Like jump up on us and
but that was a long time ago, so
I
he's
know.
uh
that's like 10
he's
years.
Gotta be, you know, he's past his mid 30s, and the problem is there's no market for that on the world scene. And, there's just no market for that.
But who would have
he's
on
32.
Your
he's 32.
Okay.
Yeah, that's late 30s.
It's late 30s, yeah. It absolutely is.
But who would have picked Bobby Fong to be second in points with the
it doesn't
field.
You know, it doesn't surprise
it doesn't
me at all.
Surprise me? I just wouldn't have picked it.
I wouldn't have picked him, but it doesn't surprise me at all. That's just the way Bobby Fong has always been, you know. And I like I said, I think he found his happy bike.
They definitely
be honest
yeah,
with
they
you,
the biggest thing
that's going to be an issue is if somehow Bobby Fong doesn't pull off a championship, which I think would be a very difficult given the fact they only race twice a year, would be that
Ken, why don't you say something positive for once? There we go.
It's too damn hot. It's too damn hot in the room I'm in. I can't think of anything positive other than I'm sitting here shredding.
We're going to cut your air conditioner off.
It's all right. I think it's been cut off.
But you know, I think, yeah. I mean, Bobby Fong, to say he pulled a double at VIR doesn't shock me at all.
Yeah.
You know, he's just that guy.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he's going to do everything he can to have a chance. That you know, the thing about it is he got lucky because Heron had a really bad weekend. And
he capitalized.
And he capitalized on it, absolutely. And Heron's just not going to – that's a rarity for Heron. He's a pretty consistent rider. So
I do, the nostalgia in me does like the Heron Fong fight.
Yeah.
If J.D. Beach was in it, I'd be in my glory.
Yeah. I mean, Heron's won a championship before, so I'd pull for Bobby Fong if it got close enough. But
oh, yeah.
I don't know that it's going to.
But just in general, yeah, you know, we don't have a lot of guys coming up, but I think it's a money issue.
I think there are guys coming up. The problem is when you come up in Moto America, and maybe the sport needs to take a look at this, everybody that's coming up from the juniors is coming up to an underfunded, no-name team in most cases.
Yeah, that's fun.
And the big-name teams that are well-funded are all getting the, you know, the post-30 set of riders, right?
The experienced guys, the guys they know that will probably run near the front.
Guys that get my
yeah, and it's that's right. So that's the question. Do you win for today or do you win for the long haul? And that's what sponsors want. Sponsors want a guy. How many years did Repsol ride Mark Marquez? And when Mark Marquez was gone, where'd Repsol go? Bye-bye.
Yeah. But
and
know,
I mean Repsol had Nicky Hayden, had Valentino Rossi, had Nicky Hayden. I mean, they've had a lot of really, really top name riders, and they do that. They ride them till they no longer win, and the next guy up, and they do that, right? Who are those people in Moto America? Who are they? They're there. They're coming out of the Junior Cup, but they're just not getting good rides.
Yeah, up for Ducati, Warhorse Ducati. When Heron drops, who's going to be the next guy for attack performance?
What you're saying.
What are you saying about
Warhorse? Who's
going to
be the Warhorse Ducati guy? And who's going to be the attack performance guy when Fong and Heron are gone?
Probably somebody is going to get out of the old folks' home to get those seats.
You know Hayes is good first.
Josh Hayes.
Yeah, really.
Hayes and... attack
Warren,
performance might pull him back.
From the internet.
It's the best I can do right now.
Well, I think you should be using your phone's hotspot. I think it would be working better.
Maybe. I don't know. Because I'm only getting like every other word. Anyways, in general, it was a good weekend. I mean, for once, it wasn't a bazillion degrees at VIR. Right? For the coldest week they've had at VIR in probably 2 months.
Wow. So. It's every time we've gone, Phil, it's been like
oh my
unbelievably
God, it's like
hot
sitting
and
in
humid.
The sun.
Yeah, exactly. It's miserable when we've been there.
A guy I work with, when I couldn't make it, I just had too much going on with everything in my life right now.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it was great and stuff. And I was a little jealous.
Yeah. With good weather? You know, you don't get that very often.
Walk around. Wow.
I mean, August at VR is really intended to sort of be like Florida.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They wrote a song about it. You might as well be walking down the sun.
Yeah.
About how hot it is there.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I can't really think of, I guess we return with motocross this week. Oh, Warren, are you still there? Do you have any internet?
Warren? Yeah. Speaking of motocross, one of Ken's most.
Never mind. Warren, you're breaking up and we can't hear you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to Warren next week. Hopefully he'll be in Civilization. Hopefully he'll be in Civilization, and we're running out of time. So it's probably just better to say, Warren, we'll talk to you next week. I don't need to hear a fishbowl. all right. Oh, well, there's the music anyway. Next week we have motocross. I don't think we have any...
No, MotoGP, I think, still a week away. And Superbike comes back in 2029.
Yeah, Ironman Nationals and World Superbike comes back in September. And then I don't know when the next Moto America is, but I know they're off this week. All right.
Might be COTA. I don't know.
I'm here on the website. I should just look. That makes sense while the music goes out. We'll be back, I guess, next week. Probably our normal day. That was my fault. We were off a day today, this week. Sorry about that, people. No! August 8th through 10th, they're at Road America. No, that's just the mini cup.
Yeah, August 15th. They've been doing those little mini... They have a couple of those, mini cups. Yeah, I'm
sorry, just the mini cup. So they'll be August 15th at Mid-Ohio. Been there in a while. All right, we'll be back next week. Talk more motorcycle racing, and there's a couple other things. Warren had some motocross news and stuff, and we'll try and get to that when we come here.